So bottom line, we shouldn't face the situation that we've been dealing with many consular posts saying, no, we're not going to consider your visa application because you don't qualify for an NIE that would be necessitated by your presence in our area. So now it shouldn't be an obstruction utilized on vaccinated or not vaccinated to get a visa. Is that right?
And broadly speaking, that is correct. I mean, so effectively what the new proclamation, and I don't really have a good name for this yet. I don't know whether to call it the October 25th proclamation or the November rules or whatever the case may be. But those rules effectively, do not apply to U.S. citizens, permanent residents, immigrants with an immigrant visa, and we'll come back to that. Or air crew that are following industry protocols, that they do apply specifically to non-immigrants seeking to enter by air, and by the way, by air. So there are separate rules that apply for individuals who are seeking to cross a land border or enter by ferry at a border crossing as well.
So we're going to be pushing forward as quickly as we can, but what are the current travel restrictions regarding admission to the United States? So we're talking about, let's call it the November policy, the NP for reference sake during this conversation. So the NP, the November policy, it applies to both testing, which we've had previously, and then imposes the additional requirement of vaccination, right? So who really is subject to this requirement?
Well, it's a great point. So for individuals who are seeking entry to the United States by air, the testing requirements that were effectively introduced in January are continued but modified. So essentially everyone who is 2 years of age or older, including U.S. citizens and permanent residents and non-immigrants, are required to be tested before traveling to the United States. And so I'm sure all of us here have seen the videos. Yes, this does apply as well to adults who are acting as if they're less than 2 years old. I think we've all seen those people show up on airplane videos at this point in time. So the testing rules apply differently whether an individual is vaccinated or not vaccinated. So in this case, if an individual is vaccinated, they can present a test performed anytime 3 days prior to boarding. If the individual is not vaccinated, then the test has to be within 1 day of boarding. It is also possible, I should point out, that if an individual has had COVID and has recovered within the last 90 days, they can also provide documentation demonstrating that recovery in lieu of a negative test. The key here is what documentation is going to be needed. I mean, a note from your mom is not going to suffice. That's true whether it's a showing your negative test or whether it's a rule for a determination from a licensed public health official. So where do these rules come from? They come from our good friends at the Centers for Disease Control. And the rules relating to testing, type of testing, testing results, identification information, all those details are set forth in glorious Procrustean detail in the Department of Health and Human Services website, cdc.gov, where you will find and you will want to learn and love those rules.
So I thought we were going to go through and discuss about CDC and how is it really assuming such a large role in this process? I mean, bottom line, it's the CDC that's making a decision if an unvaccinated person is going to be admitted, right?
Yes, in short. Ultimately, it's the CDC's rules that will be doing that. Of course, CDC has for quite a while had a large role in the immigration process. Panel physicians that are appointed by consulates are guided by Center for Disease Control guidelines in terms of their processes and protocols. So CDC has actually been a big part of the immigration process for a long time, even though that may have not been, you know, right out there and apparent. So of course, with anyone going through an immigrant visa application, they appear at a panel physician and go through CDC protocols, as well as, by the way, for individuals who may have had a non-immigrant visa prudentially revoked following a DUI-type arrest. In that situation, that individual also would be referred to a panel physician for a medical health evaluation.